Agenda number 25 is from the Deputy Director of the Department of Human Resources relative to dual employment, temporary assignments, dual hire classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments. It is also informational only.
Ms. Mitchell, I had a question about this, and maybe I should have spoken to you about this prior to this privately, but you have some private sector experience, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Can you just tell us a little bit about your private sector experience?
Where you worked? I worked, prior to working at the county, I worked for a number of years in the financial services industry at different iterations of U.S. Bank.
Okay. I mean, it seems to me there's been some effort on the part of the administration to move us to sort of a business model, which most people have no real objection to. And I've been informed that there is an ordinance that requires persons, if they're taking a higher position for a temporary time, that they get higher pay. How would that be handled in the private sector for some of these people who are doing a job for a month or two? Say their boss or a coworker who had a little higher pay grade was out on FMLA. Would you expect that person who fills that job to get the pay of the other person, or would the boss just say, Mr. Camholz is out for a month, Mr. Cady, you're going to do Mr. Camholz's job, so, you're not going to necessarily...
It's much easier.
Would you as the boss expect Mr. Cady to work under his current situation, or if Mr. Camholz was making a higher wage, would you expect him to get Mr. Camholz's wage if you were in the private sector?
Well, thank you for asking. When I started, I found this to be a very unusual practice. Typically what happens, and in my own department I've had this happen where a key position opens, and I just say, we're all just going to pitch in, and I'm going to work to fill this as quickly as I can. And thank you for doing that. It's a good experience. A person can step up, and from a development perspective, it's a good opportunity. The one caveat I would share is that in my prior experience, I worked with a union where if a person were temporarily helping out for a period that was beyond maybe a 90-day period, there was a requirement that they needed to be paid more until that temporary assignment was done. But it was very much on an exception basis. Typically, I've just seen that, you just sort of make do until you get the job filled.
Has the administration, have you looked at, or the county executive, has he made any efforts to attempt to change this policy, especially for, prior to Act 10, non-represented employees?
I can't say that I don't recall the last time we've spoken about this particular policy. There are just a number of things kind of here and there on sort of my list of, I'd really like to tighten that up or fix it, and this is one of them. I don't know that I can speak. I don't know if there's anyone here from the administration that maybe could speak to his opinion. I sure can't right now, but I would very much support reform in this area. We've already been kind of talking about that in our department. So,
does anybody have any idea how much this costs, this policy?
Right. Mr. Chairman, Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources. At agenda setting last week, you had asked that sort of question, and we ran just some quick and dirty numbers that on the TAC list you have in front of you, based on the hourly differential between their regular pay and their TAC pay for the pay period, it would be $10,767. Now, that's an absolute number. It doesn't take into account vacancies or people kind of backfilled underneath, so that's sort of the general impact.
So that's about $10,000 for a two-week pay period?
Correct.
This is?
Per pay period.
Okay. Well, I was just curious about this issue, and I thought maybe the county executive, in his zeal for reform, would be making some efforts in this regard. Supervisor Schmidt?
I think the point was made. I guess what we always... I always looked at it is how long this lasts. I mean, there's always kind of a rule of thumb. It's going beyond 6 months. We've gone well beyond a temporary position. And I do notice more than a subtle change is that I don't normally see any of those on here that we've had in the past, going back 6 months or so. And all these are almost, I think they're all 2013. I know there's a couple. There's one in 10, which is getting on kind of on the outside. But is that somewhere we continue to monitor and look at, too? Because it's hardly temporary to me if we're going more than 6 months, and that doesn't seem to be the policy we're establishing here. I don't see anything like that. Can you speak to that, too, please?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We do keep track of the tax and how they roll to make sure that we're in compliance with the ordinances. As you know, the director can extend a tax, and then beyond that, the board needs to authorize the extension of a tax. So we do monitor what goes on.
But I haven't seen it in 6 months or more lately. Have we had anything like that?
Well, I think that they're reflected on here under the extension column.
Mm-hmm.
So you see some where there's an administrative extension. There's the first one on here, for instance, is a board action extension. So there are some that are in excess of 6 months.
Yeah, and I guess it might as well take a little latitude to make the point I think we were all concerned about, is that people, put in positions and moving forward to picking directors. I mean, we read in the paper, or now you put something in for the parks for a national search for a parks director. Can that be confirmed from your office, too?
I defer to my director on that.
As far as, absolutely, that is true.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm fine, okay. Thank you.
So just to clarify what you said, Mr. Sessions, so these in this report, the ones that say yes under extension, that means that they've already been doing this? Am I reading that correctly?
Under the extension column?
EXT, where it says EXT, that's the extension column, right?
Yes, that's okay. Correct, Mr. Chairman. And the first one on here was authorized by the board, and that file number, the others are administrative extensions at this point, and they would need to get board approval for further extensions.
So just so that I'm understanding this report, and I'm sorry to spend so much time on this, but so the one that's the start date says 12/14/12, but then it says extension yes, the very first one, correct? Am I looking at the right page?
I don't know if I'm on the right page.
I'm on page. Oh, I'm on
241.
I'm on this. Doesn't have a number.
244.
I'm looking at the very last page then.
That's 244.
Okay. Top of page 244.
Got it.
Start date 12/14/12. Yes. And then end date 2/14/13.
I don't see the one you're referring to. We did issue a revised version of this report.
It's a child support. Child support specialist.
Child support specialist. Okay, thank you.
So when you say start date 12/14/12, extension yes, does that mean that person has already been doing this prior to 12/14?
Correct.
Is there some way we could have the report reflect what the actual start date of this,
sure.
to get to some of Supervisor Schmidt's questions? So we don't really know how long that person's, based on this report, we don't know how long that person's been filling that job, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, right. Based on this report, we don't. Right. Okay. It would just be helpful. I mean, if there was going to be any sort of attempt to, I think, if anybody from the administration was going to try to do something with this policy, I think you'd have to have, we'd probably want the information on how often, how long this person was doing that. Well, anyway, sorry to belabor that. Any further questions on this? Go ahead.
Chairman, I'm trying to understand your point. I think I know what you're saying. I want to make sure I'm clear. What are we trying to find out?
And this last one?
Just in general.
In general, I guess what I was wondering is, it would seem that in a lot of work situations, if your coworker was gone and maybe the coworker had some little higher duties than you did and made a little more money, and your coworker say was out on FMLA, and your boss came to you and said, Mr. Stamper, you're going to do Deanna's job for the next month while she's gone. And you would probably say, okay. And they wouldn't say, by the way, you're going to get her pay. You just sort of, as she said, sort of pull together. And so I was wondering if there was a way, especially at higher levels, and sort of the traditionally non-represented people, that if somebody's gone for a month or two, if we don't just pull together and do, you know, everybody do their job. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was getting at. And then as to this report, it doesn't, it's not clear when the person actually started underfilling that job.
Okay, yeah. I can see that.
What was the answer to the question?
What was the answer to why it doesn't show the actual start date?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that question. It just seems like so the way they do it.
I'm sorry.
Why doesn't
why doesn't show the real start date?
You never got your answer.
Because, I mean, I don't know most of these people, but we all know the interim directors, and we know that they didn't just get tacked in November or January, so they've been in those for 6 months or more.
That's correct. So, to the chair, supervisor, to the chairman's point, we will add that field in the next report. There was a requirement in the ordinances that we only report. The only requirement in the ordinance is that we report on non-represented positions that are tagged. And the report you have here, we include all the positions that are tagged, but it doesn't give us any other parameters, so we'll add that to the report.
Okay.
Was that a sufficient answer? Not particularly.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah, I understand it, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know why they wouldn't. Why wouldn't Mr. Chairman,
I don't
have the actual start date, not the start date of the.
I thought it might have been a payroll thing or something like that. I don't really
know. That's what I was trying to understand.
It's easy to add.
But I do appreciate that it shows more than they were technically required to show. Because I would think that a TAC report would have all mm-hmm. TAC people.
Okay. Anything further? Sure. Next item?